in mind during its design. Life was never intended to be fair. It was intended to be lived. Life is a gift from God. Imagine it's Christmas and you buy someone a gift. Now imagine that this person constantly complains about the gift. Would you ever do anything for this person again? This ungrateful person did nothing to deserve this gift, and he wants more, or something different, better. Doesn't that attitude make you want to take the gift back? Now you understand why God helps those who help themselves, and God blesses the child who has his own. The gift of life is the only thing you'll ever receive for no effort, for free. From the time you come into the world, you start paying. If you don't appreciate the gift God gave you, give it back. He won't give it to you again. The game has simple rules to follow. Simple ones, because I know them, have learned them. After reading this book, so will you. Mastering the game will require you to have hands-on experience. Life represents the gift I speak of. This gift is a game, and a game has rules. Either you play by those rules or you wander aimlessly through life, unhappy because you have a precious gift and don't understand the directions. It's frustrating. The gift will appear to be a curse, and your own life will become the ultimate burden. If you don't play the game, or pimp, then you'll end up paying a lot for the gift of life, something you didn't even ask for. Humans play the game sometimes unwillingly, but animals have no problem following the rules in which they were created. Animals have no problem with the food chain. A gazelle has only one purpose in life, and that is to feed cheetahs and lions. The gazelle has no problem with this arrangement. Dogs kill cats. Cats kill mice. You'll never see a herd of lions running from a single zebra. Animals follow the laws in which they were created. The game is the structure itself. The lion is the king of the jungle. Why? The lion isn't the smartest, strongest, fastest, or the best hunter. So why is he the king of the jungle? Some scholars believe that his title stemmed from the name of the lion. Some believe it's his roar. The male lion doesn't hunt or kill. The male lion just eats and fornicates. The male lion, let's call him Leo, has a pride of 5 or more female lions. They live with Leo, and they do all the hunting. And when they kill their prey, the female lions bring it back to Leo for him to eat first. The only time Leo fights is to defend or increase his pride. Usually, the fight is with another male lion. Leo rests upon his throne, at the top of the food chain. How did he become king, and why does he remain at the top? Ancient Egyptians knew the lion was king of the jungle. Everywhere you look in Egypt, in museums with Egyptian art, you see cats. Sometimes the figures or statues are half cat, half human. Take the Sphinx, for example. Here you have a lion's body with the head of the pharaoh. What did the Egyptians know? What secrets did the books in the Library of Alexandria contain? What were they trying to tell us? The pimp and the king are one and the same. Cats possess natural-born instincts of withdrawal, emptiness, and expectancy of above-average treatment. And because of this, a cat is even treated differently by humans. Example: a dog defends and protects the home, his master, and even provides entertainment. The cat does none of these things, nor even attempts to do so. A dog will even respond to an English name.